KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, we have partly cloudy skies. It's 32 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today. The high of 45. There is a freeze warning still in effect until 9 a.m. with winds out of the north at 10 to 15 miles per today. And tonight, it'll be partly cloudy to cloudy. A chance of flurries late and then a freeze warning beginning at midnight and running until 9 a.m. on Wednesday. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. The Creston Police Department reports two men were arrested on separate charges Monday. Officials say 33-year-old Clay Brammer of Afton was arrested on a Union County warrant for failure to appear on an original charge of domestic abuse assault second offense. Brammer was being held without bond at the Union County Jail while awaiting a bond hearing. And 38-year-old Hobie Gatson of Creston was arrested Monday for violation of a protection order. He was also being held in the Union County Jail pending a bond hearing. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vandewater reports two arrests took place last week. On Wednesday, 34-year-old Daniel Fritz Reeves of Plattsmouth, Nebraska, was arrested on an Adair County warrant for a conspiracy to commit an aggravated serious misdemeanor and tampering with a witness or juror. He was being held in the Adair County Jail on a $4,000 cash or surety bond. And on April 11th, 28-year-old Alyssa Marie Krzecki of Orient was arrested for domestic assault with bodily injury for allegedly striking a subject in the arm. Krzecki was released on signature bond that same day after making an initial appearance before the magistrate. A Council Bluffs woman was sentenced Monday in U.S. District Court in Council Bluffs to serve slightly more than 4 years in prison for possession with the intent to distribute methamphetamine. As part of her 50-month sentence, 21-year-old Destiny Marsh was also ordered to serve 5 years of supervised release following her prison term and to pay a $100 Crime Victims Fund. There's also no parole in the federal system. On March the 3rd, 2020, Marsh was found unresponsive in her hotel room at the Deluxe Inn in Council Bluffs. The Council Bluffs Fire Department was dispatched to the scene and upon arrival saw a large bag containing about 800 grams of methamphetamine and cash next to Marsh. She pleaded guilty to the offense on November 6th. Her investigation case was conducted by the Southwest Iowa Narcotics Task Force and Council Bluffs Police Department and prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. And a woman from Pottawatomie County was sentenced to 10 and a half years in prison for distributing meth. A U.S. District Court judge in Council Bluffs handed down the sentence April 12th in the case of 35-year-old Lindsay Hurst from Council Bluffs. Hurst was ordered to serve 5 years of supervised release to follow her prison term and pay $100 to the Crime Victims Fund. There is no parole in the federal system, as mentioned. In January and February of last year, Hurst sold methamphetamine to a confidential informant on three occasions, selling approximately 130.83 grams of total actual methamphetamine. Hurst pleaded guilty to the offense on November 20, 2020, to the methamphetamine charge, and again, the investigation was conducted by the Council Bluffs PD, the Southwest Iowa Task Force, Narcotics Task Force, and the case was prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. Elsewhere in the news, the third finalist in the search for a new University of Iowa president visited campus and held a public forum on Monday. Wendy Hensel is currently the chief academic officer at Georgia State University, but says she has a Big Ten background, having graduated from Michigan State. Hensel started her career in law and took a job teaching law that she thought would be short-term until she decided what she wanted to do.
And it was not long before I realized that I had found my professional passion for the rest of my life. I love students. I love the mission of higher education.
She said that would continue for her to be a focus at the U of I.
Students should be at the center of literally everything that we do. They're the reason that we're here, and their success is instrumental to our success. I believe strongly, as I think all of you do too, based on what I've heard today, that it is a moral imperative that anybody that we admit as sufficiently talented to be in this university, we commit to get them through to graduation.
Wendy Hensel was asked about what it appears to be a divide between the campus and the rest of the state on issues such as free speech.
We can come back to a respectful position in which everybody is on the team. You know, right now it feels very much it's us and them. It's the polar opposites. There's very little in the middle. And I would pledge as the president to commit to developing that relationship on a serious basis, ongoing, and once again, in advance of these type of disputes.
She was also asked about how she would deal with the legislature and some of the bills targeting the universities. Hensel said the first thing is to not stand up and say no to everything, but to find the issues where you can softly debate and talk about them.
If you take away tenure, for example, that would be one that we're never going to agree that it's acceptable to do that. That's just fundamental to higher education. It allows the research enterprise to take on questions that otherwise might not be politically palatable. Certainly in this environment, it's not hard to see how that may happen. But most of it we can discuss as friends with data and common goals in mind.
Hensel will spend today on campus meeting with more groups. The fourth and final candidate for the president's job will be announced and visit campus later this week. The next president is expected to be hired on April 30th. And finally in the news, former Vice President Walter Mondale has died at the age of 93, as you may have heard on Fox News earlier. Mondale's campaign for the presidency that ended with a loss to President Reagan began with a 49% victory in 1984's Iowa caucuses.
I wouldn't change one minute of it. I love public service. I love politics. I love being around people. I love to engage on issues. It is a blessing to be in public life.
During a debate in Des Moines just before the 1984 caucuses, Mondale, who's also known as Fritz, described his Iowa politics as open and consequential.
On February 20th, the Democrats of Iowa would be the most powerful citizens on earth. If there was ever a time that your country needed you, it's this time.
In 2015, he told an Iowa PBS reporter that the Iowa caucus system guarantees the candidates listen to Iowa voters. On Saturday, Mondale sent a note to former staff and campaign alumni saying that his time had come and urging them to continue the good fight. Mondale's family announced that he died Monday in Minneapolis. The cause of death was not released. That's a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.